when you got here and I was like scrambling around. I was like, I need to put on a bra. And I ran out of the room.
You have exacerbated single mother energy.
Mm-hmm.
It's very much just like,
I am a single mother.
Up. Yeah, no.
Look at these fucking rabbits, dude.
100%.
I'm paying private school tuition to keep them alive, basically. They've had a lot of medical issues. But anyway.
Yeah, that'll happen, I guess, with animals that you love, right?
This really is in stark contrast to when we did your Patreon yesterday, and it was very nice.
Oh, are you? What do you mean? What's bad about this? Wait, first of all, are you?
There's like hay on the floor. I was half dressed when you got here. I'm like fucking have a.
You do kind of live like
thing of pesto.
That meme with Goofy, where it's like, damn bitch, you live like this. It's kind of.
It's true gender. I think it's flipped the gender norms on its head. This apartment.
Yeah, yeah. This is queer joy, Mike.
Yeah,
is it?
This is gender euphoria.
My wife. Like, this is what the left wants for us all to live in filth. This is joy. This is what they're doing over in the socialist countries. You're living in filth. Give it all away.
My
money
wife would
animals.
Never let me live like this. Yeah. You guys can't see. You guys can't see Maddie's room.
Yeah, this is the propaganda square that we're in right now. But
yeah,
I need a wife, dude.
But
I need
it
like
funny
a wife.
How like there's so much content about like guys and how they live,
not
and it's
true,
like they're not.
Room. I have three plants.
Yeah, I'd like
which
to see
Maddie
it.
Gave me.
I would like to see it.
I have to do my bed every day, or I'll kill myself. I have all these little sweet things.
No, my shit is
it's
like
messy,
horrific.
But it's not. It's not filthy.
Thank
I'll
you.
Say. Yeah.
It's. I think. It's
I don't know. Maybe
mom.
It is filthy. Now I'm looking around.
It's pretty horrendous.
I think the room is.
That's falling apart.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that just made we just put that up because it made me laugh. Because they were like, here's your set from Fallon, and it's just fat, 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 fat.
It's like, but you see so much content that's like, men only have one towel. Like, I don't see any towels.
There's negative two towels in this room.
Yeah. Where's your towel?
There was a towel, and Maddie used it as a t-shirt for our last podcast.
Oh, men in their rooms. Yeah.
No,
we should get Rachel Koster in here to do a little gender swap. You guys see that show?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
This is like a Marie Kondo type thing?
Yeah, she's got a show called Boy Room where she like goes into guys' rooms and she's like, "Oh, it's so crazy." Yeah, it's funny, but
yeah, they're not finding this boy. Let me tell you. I think this is like we should kind of put this data in because
we should prank her.
Tell her
it's a boy's room and she's like, "This is the worst boy room I've ever seen."
That's funny. And then trick him and be like, "Who's a feminist now, bitch?"
Yeah.
Yeah, true feminism, but also it's just a control group on what happens whether or not you beat your kids or don't. And this is not beating your kids.
Yeah.
This is art school. This is timeout / like, let's do a finger painting about why you're upset right now. / like, my mom's hit me in the head with a sandal. Room's clean.
Yeah.
You know?
It does kind of work.
You need a little bit of fear.
It's a good size, though.
Great.
Yeah, it's a lot of room to fill up with shit.
Yeah.
But we lucked out so hard in this apartment. We're big fans.
Yeah.
Well, we should introduce Mike Racine. You know, I caught myself because I was like, we should introduce you. And then I was like, most of the people watching this probably clicked on it because they were like, Mike Racine, who are these guys?
Wow.
But Mike Racine is here. Absolutely goated, Mike Racine. Thank you for being on.
Oh, that's nice. You don't have to. It's always, you know, there's always stuff that you don't have, you know? You don't have to like kiss my ass or anything, because everybody else, you know.
Oh yeah, no, but I'm not kissing
like
your ass.
I'm not like successful or by any means.
Fold like a wet napkin, then, Mike.
Yeah, no,
like,
I'm just
hey,
not.
Hey, thanks for coming. You're like, I want to kill myself.
I'm not that. Well,
you were like, don't lie to me. I can't do anything for you.
No, you guys. No, you guys are very nice to me, but I'm not like that successful. I'm not even very well liked. So
you don't have to like
kiss. You don't have to kiss my ass.
You have to kiss my ass. Even my own son hates me.
Yeah.
I swear to God.
No, he likes me a lot.
Likes
yeah.
That's
yeah.
Sick.
He's obsessed.
That's why
it's
him.
Pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Is it ever too much?
No, it's nice because I'm like, oh, my wife has to fall in line a little bit, you know, because he loves his dad so much.
How did you and your wife
meet? So she can't. She was a waitress at Caroline's.
No way.
Yeah. For like 10 years.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was the doorman there first. And then she was a server, and then I came back to do spots, and then, we ended up, I don't know. I, like, knew her for a long time before we got together.
That's the best, dude.
What?
When you know someone first, you start a friend.
Marrying a ran-through comedy club waitress? It's the best. No, I'm just kidding. She's not ran-through. She actually had, like, a serious boyfriend for a long time. This was one of the other servers. So, but I just wanted to say that my wife's a ran through comedy club waitress.
Kenji's on his phone, nervous.
Yeah, I'm just like, it's like when you see a homeless guy start fighting at a train. I'm like, okay. You're, just like the yeah. you're never more focused like, on Instagram than you have in your life.
I'm just assuming there's nothing to be nervous about because I'm like, your wife's got to be so cool.
She is, yeah.
Like, I would imagine she wouldn't be like, what'd you say about me on the podcast?
No, actually, yeah, like, people love her.
Can I make an honest thing? Some of my favorite content is wholesome family content coming from your wife's Instagram.
Oh, really?
Because it's just, you know, I know you. You're the scene. And it's funny to see you just in, like, cute little family photos.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's just so jarring in contrast to, like, a podcast clip where you're talking about cum.
Yeah. Yeah, she is, like, really cool. I mean, she doesn't, like, police what I say at all, which is nice. She's never had an issue with, you know, like, I can get on and say, I love Hamas. I love Hezbollah. And she doesn't seem to. She's never like, "Hey, can you tone it down?"
Yeah.
You know, I get on. I say, "Free Palestine."
Well, that'd be a problem if she was against.
Yeah,
free if
she was like, "Stop saying crazy shit."
But, no, but like her.
Maybe the ran through comedy club waitress, arguably more controversial than the free Palestine.
Yeah, but she's
like,
not.
She doesn't care what I say. I can say, "Don't kill little children," and she's cool.
She's not ran through though. I've never even asked her body count.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's a good.
I've never.
It's a big moment in your life.
I don't give a fuck about body counts.
You don't? At one point in my life, I think I did.
I
had like a map of my girlfriend's.
Are you serious?
Well, I asked, and then I would like sort of put. I would like fill in the little blanks in my mind.
You did
like,
a bar graph.
She'd be like, oh my, you know, oh my ex, my other ex, my, and then I'd be like, you told me you've only been with 9 guys and. In the last 6 months, you've told me about, like, you know, 15 or 16.
What's
going on
there?
I was like Chris Hansen, you know? when I was, like, in my early 20s.
At that time in your life when it did matter to you, what would have been what range were you looking to hear?
Well, you're never really happy with the answer. And it's like, if you ask, they're going to lie. And then when they lie, right?
Maybe. I don't know.
No woman's going to be like, I fucked 120 guys.
I guess so.
I've fucked
6 guys.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Fellas.
Okay.
That's a good.
I bet yours is high.
It's but a decent. I did the math the other day. And
really?
It ain't bad.
Yeah.
It's
like, let's go.
It's
like
I'm sure it's above average.
Damn, let's go, dude.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know, because that's
a public school classroom.
I'm going to say that next time someone. I fucked about a public school class, an overpopulated one, one in Bronx, all right? 45, maybe.
Not to brag, but bad student teacher ratio, underfunded.
Yeah. An inner city public school.
Guys think they want a low number, but then when I'm like, I fucked 6 guys, it's probably part of you that you're like, what?
Oh,
what's wrong
it?
With you?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No,
there's no winning.
Bad. Low numbers, like,
right.
why?
Yeah, I got to get that shit up. Dude, yeah, yeah.
We got to get it up.
Yeah.
We have to come in. Me and Mike have to help you get laid in this
but
weird Hallmark
because, like,
movie.
Because, like, because 50 for a woman is, like, people would say that's high. But
well,
that's
it also depends on age. I'm 26.
Yeah, totally
yeah.
If you're 50, I'd be
yeah,
like.
Yeah, you got some catching up to do.
You gotta.
I know. We're really.
You gotta
yeah, gotta pick it up.
After class,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. You got to start getting stuck in some washing machines.
You got to start stacking bodies. Yeah, you better. Yeah,
you
yeah, yeah.
You got to start, yeah, yeah. Some steps, some things of stuff. My God. What's yours, Mike?
Mine?
Yeah.
It's like, you know, above average.
Like, what's above average?
I would say that I probably am like normal and then just like a little cooler than that, whatever that is.
Whatever you think
above
is
average.
High, that's me.
Yo.
Whatever the cool answer is.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's like probably. I mean, now I'm gonna sound like I'm bragging if I tell you what it is.
Well, that's
what
hey,
it is.
You can brag away. You got
yeah,
the gold
but
chain
it, you know,
out.
Hit
it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
No, gold chain out. Let's hear the body count.
But I mean, it is like probably over 100.
Hell yeah.
Let's go.
Okay.
Yeah. We've also. But how old are you?
I'm 37, but I've spent the past decade with, you know, one woman, so.
But also, I think.
Damn, so you had a slut phase.
I guess, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
But also, I think when you're.
But then I was a late bloomer, too. I didn't.
Wow,
I didn't
so it was really
have sex till I was 19.
That was an awesome couple
I didn't have
years.
Sex till I was 26.
What?
Wait, what?
No. I was 19 when I had
yeah,
sex the
too.
First time. Oh. She had a glass eye.
First how
old,
the glass
and
eye?
How old was yeah. she? Was she 19?
She was 19 too, yeah. And we met on
Match.
We met on Match.com.
Wait, what?
I couldn't get laid. Yeah, I couldn't get laid. All my friends had fucked already, and I'm like, what's wrong with me? What am I doing? Same. And then one of our older friends was like, you should get on Match.com. That's where I met my girlfriend. So I'm just like on Match.com as a virgin. I was like probably the only virgin on Match.com.
Dude, quality over quantity. I'm proud of my six. Match.com, yeah. Glass eye is.
Yeah, but she was not. Come on, she was nice. Why are you putting her down? Why are you attacking other women? That's not
her. You brought her up with a glass eye. You didn't bring up her heart of gold immediately.
Yeah, that's true.
Glass eye, heart of gold. What other elements is she made of?
The periodic
robotic
table.
Arm.
Yeah. Forehead's iron.
You women, you're like crabs in a bucket. You're always just,
pulling yeah. each other down.
Yeah. But yeah, but so like, I don't know. Where are we going here?
My favorite episode already.
but I guess 50 body count is like kind of high for a woman, but like 50 is like, yeah, because
that's industry standard adult, I feel like.
Yeah,
once,
right.
Once you get
right,
close
right.
to 30, we kind of want, like, you've been around, you've dated. If you've had any stretches where you're single for a while,
yeah,
you get
yeah.
some more people in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, the body count thing with women is yeah, it's weird of guys that, like, I don't want you to be, it's like,
I would
want to
hire one because then that's like you're getting the best, most.
Have you
experience.
Ever met someone who yeah. had, like, over 1,000?
No, that's you're crazy. Like something really bad happened to
oh,
you.
Okay. Really? Yeah.
I don't know.
I just feel like time wise, I'm like, how did you make that happen scheduling?
Yeah. That's you like know? You need to get hobbies.
You gotta get hobbies.
Over 1,000?
Also, I'm like, the core strength, like what that's like a marathon worth of fucking.
Yeah, 1,000 would be I'd just be worried.
But over the course of
past.
10 years, that's what like probably that's what like 300 people a year. I don't know.
It's like almost a person,
a day.
Yeah, I don't even know. Yeah, but that's not.
How hard
I'm
are
trying
you doing?
To do math right now.
Okay,
I'm trying to be
like
funny and do math.
70 years old.
Yeah, if you're like in your mid 30s and you've been having sex since you were like 15, 20, that's like 50 people a year. 50 people, one person
but 50
a,
people
a year
starting at 15.
Yeah, that's
is
a lot.
Crazy.
That's
a lot. Yeah,
50 people a year at 15 is like you were sex trafficked.
Yeah,
yeah.
You literally
yeah.
have to be sex trafficked to put those numbers up.
Yeah, yeah. There's a guy that I worked with.
Says, I have $1,000 body cap. I'm like, okay, either you're, what, Genghis Khan, or, or you were whored out on an island. Those are the only two possible options.
There's a guy I worked with at the moving company. He was, like, bragging one time that, like, he got his dick sucked when he was 5. And I'm just like,
yeah, that's
got,
being molested.
You got molested.
Oh, God.
I love the layers of turning that around. Like, I had this grown just man like, sucking my not, dick at 5. Yeah. I run this place. And I'm like, no, yeah. you.
5.
No.
Yeah, you turned him out.
What do you like, do at that point? Do you just have to say that that's cool? Because you can't break that guy. That guy
right. I know.
Yeah, to keep the demons.
He thinks
and
he's like James
he's found
Bond.
A way to save himself. He's
yeah.
like, this was cool.
Yeah.
I'm in my 40s.
I had game when I was 5 years old.
Yeah. I ran it. He really loved my, I don't know, my go-karts or whatever.
Yeah. But he said it was his 11-year-old babysitter. So it's like she was probably molested too. We got to stop. We got to find the original, you know?
Yeah, we got to.
Is it like a supervillain in movies where you kill, if we kill the original molester, like all the other molesting goes away?
I think this is how we came up with the idea of like original sin. It's like hurt people. So at one point, someone was evil for no reason and then it all just trickled down.
Right. Mm-hmm. But if we like stab them in the back with like a garlic, you know, thing or something, like a vampire,
yeah,
like
yeah.
all the other molesting goes away.
Yeah, we might be able, it's like a Nosferatu, like melt the guy and the curse is lifted. 100%. Did you see Nosferatu? Which also,
yeah,
that movie I think is about being molested too.
Is it?
I don't know. She's like, I have to fuck him or our town's going to disappear.
Can I tell you something? I hated that movie.
Did you really?
Yeah.
You
I said, I wish I didn't waste my time on this.
You know, what
were your thoughts?
I really didn't like
I
it.
Had a good time.
Really?
I liked it. Yeah, but
I didn't like seeing, spoiler alert, I didn't like seeing the little kids get their heads bitten off.
That's tough. That was a really tough
when
scene.
When did that happen?
But
also,
it just
I
didn't.
Love, you're being quintessential, like, listen, I'm just a man who cares about my family. I don't like seeing kids get their fucking heads bit off.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
Wait, I like black
that
out.
That
when
was
did the
scene where Nosferatu, you know, fucking bites two kids' heads
he
off.
Killed those two, like, yeah. the other family. He, like, killed those two kids.
Oh!
Yeah,
that's a bummer.
I watched the whole movie and it didn't make me like feel anything or I couldn't
like,
see.
No, I swear to God, I watched the whole movie.
Yeah, I saw it in theaters.
See, we were gonna see Baby Girl and then we saw that instead, which was
oh, okay.
a big vibe shift.
Did you
shift.
See Baby Girl?
No, I didn't see Baby Girl.
What's your favorite movie you've seen recently?
Anora.
Anora was fucking great.
Yeah.
See, this is why I keep thinking you live in Queens, dude.
Why?
You're just giving Queens.
She lives in Brooklyn.
Oh.
She lives in deep, in like,
oh, yeah, the Russian part of Brooklyn,
Brighton Beach. That's a fun place to go if you ever get a chance.
I would love to go.
Yeah, I've never been. Yeah,
there's a beach, but it's like rush. There's like Russian people walking around.
And but
they're like, there's like little Russian ladies like shuffling around. I'm like, you live near the beach. Why are you look so sad?
Yeah, the ocean is right there. Like go swimming. That is a paradox.
Yeah, but they're there.
The saddest people ever at the happiest place. You're like, how?
Yeah.
You're like, he's not here. Lenin isn't.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Yeah. Time to clock into the factory.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, they like sit on the beach and smoke cigars and like they have, you know, they wear shirts.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, it's fun.
Have you ever dated a Russian?
No. No,
seems
have
like
you?
That'd be fun. I kind of, because I like being like dominated in bed, and they kind of all have a dom vibe.
Mm.
Yeah.
All Russian chicks sort of seem like they hate you.
Well, because it's like, you know how it's like what people have in their real life, they seek the opposite of that sexually usually?
Yeah.
Like a CEO wants to be dominated. But if you're living under a dictatorship, you're a sub your whole life.
Yeah.
So in bed, all you want is to be like, you have to pay my family money. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Totally.
That's like the ultimate role reversal. Is they're like, I'm Putin now.
That'd be hot.
And you're my whole family. I don't know. Do you feel like are you a dom sub switch?
I don't know what those things are.
Are you?
I just kind of have missionary sex once a month. I don't
really
know anything
does,
about.
This feels like the quintessential Brooklyn moment. It feels like we took you from the Russian beach and we're like interview. Are you a dom sub? Or I don't know what those things are. I have a job
like,
and I pay taxes.
Yeah, I have a son.
Yeah.
I believe in a God.
I shouldn't really even be having sex in my apartment. It's like too small, you know, and there's a child in it. Like I saw a post where people were like, you shouldn't have sex with your kids in the house. And I don't know if that's
I don't know
if I agree with that or not, but like
they should be like a sleep.
Well,
in my house
maybe
it's questionable.
In the apartment?
Yeah, right in the apartment. Yeah. Yeah.
Apartment is but I even here I was like I don't know. I've never since I've lived in New York, I've never fucked someone here. I've only played away games. But I've never heard anything.
Yeah.
I'm pretty good.
You know? Yeah.
But also, given what you just said, I'm like, maybe that's because you had a ball gag in your mouth. You know, I don't know.
I've never heard it. I do sometimes hear a silent screaming. I hear a bunch of muffled moans a lot of the time. And then it's just sticky in the hallway for a while. I only
hear you, like, praying, I think. That's all it is. I hear you saying, like, please a lot.
I hear the sound of, like, an electric taser being loaded up.
Did you guys like Nosferatu?
Yeah, that was solid.
I couldn't find any like meaning in it or any. I don't know. It just did nothing for me.
I didn't need the movie to, you know, give me a new lease on life. I just thought it was entertaining.
You did?
I like the director, and he does all that like old timey. Like he's particular. Like I've seen interviews with him where he's like talking about like he's like I need the grain of the wood to match the time period. And I'm like, I don't know. In a time where we're doing like Marvel movies and stuff, it's cool to see a guy that's like,
sure,
I give a shit about the particulars of this.
I did feel that way. I was like, oh, this is very. It feels like you feel like you're in the 1800s.
Yeah.
I
like that about it. And, like, it was cool.
It was very, like, immersive, I guess. Yeah. But I don't understand, like, she fucked Dracula. She has to fuck him again.
Yeah.
It's like what she chose to do. Like,
I think
where
he,
did she...
like, groomed her in a dream.
Uh-huh.
And then she has to fuck him and die to save the town. Here's
right.
my problem.
But
okay,
he groomed
we'll...
her in a dream, but it was also, like, but she did it on her own, right? Like people...
Wow, controversial take.
Well, that's
she
what
liked
I'm,
it, is what you're saying.
But she told her husband that she liked it. She's like, he satisfied me better than you. If my wife told me that, I'd be like, all right, bye. Like,
yeah.
Well, this is over.
Yeah, you'll fuck that vampire.
Fucking Dracula loser. Satisfied
also,
you
better. Also, he just went, like, basically through like, several countries to get money for you.
Yeah.
Fucking.
Why
like,
was that?
Because it's like, if you get cheated on, you're like, all right, maybe we can, like, work through this, and, you know, I'll try to forgive you. But it's like, oh, yeah, I fucked Dracula, and he fucks me better than you.
Yeah, this guy who has the stench of death on him.
You're like, well, let's just throw it out and start.
Yeah.
I'll just fall in love with somebody else.
Yeah, that really is a movie about you need to have some respect for yourself. You should have walked out right then and there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're like, what's your body count? And she's like, infinity backwards into the gates of hell. Like that, what is that
but yeah,
count?
It just,
is? Not
yeah, it
one.
Just doesn't make any sense. Like she willingly fucked Dracula.
You know what also doesn't make sense? That they were like, he needs a new house. And even though he can summon people in his dreams, you need to go, like, make him sign the contract
and
get the zoning laws.
Yeah,
like, why is that part of it?
Right.
Why is he not?
Estate agent?
Yeah.
He can't float into the house? Yeah.
What?
That part I didn't get at all.
Yeah, obeying
zoning he's closing
laws.
on a property.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then they were like, we're going to lift the curse, but I don't really understand what the curse was other than, like, you and your husband feel weird and have weird dreams. Like, it seemed like a very, like, psychosomatic curse. It's not like there's, like... You know,
I like the curse was she just like she's just still in love with this weird zombie fucking guy. Also, you could have killed him in other ways. That wasn't the only way to kill him.
Right.
They're like, oh, he has to fuck this lady to death.
Yeah, just throw garlic at him.
Yeah, what are we talking about? They just, he didn't even, like, also, it wasn't like destroying his bed killed him. It's just that he was so busy fucking, yeah. He forgot about the son.
He forgot, right.
Yeah, they
right.
could have just distracted him another way, is what totally. You're saying?
Like,
yeah.
He could have been like, oh, gotta go. It's almost, the son's almost out. And then does the son kill Dracula?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are Dracula and Nosferatu the same guy?
I think it's the same.
I guess it's the same
yeah.
type of thing. That's why I don't know like vampire. Yeah, I think
this was that was Edward Cullen.
I should have read the Wikipedia page about Dracula before I went to this movie. Maybe I would have enjoyed it more.
I think it was a classic tale about how BPD women can summon the devil.
Yeah, I think it fully was BPD.
But then what's like the metaphor? How does it relate to like everyday life? You know,
I thought it was just a fun vampire movie. I didn't particularly think it was an allegory for things.
Okay. I think the metaphor is if a man
but what is
tells
the movie,
you that if you don't fuck him, he's going to hurt your family, you should fuck him. Yeah. That sounds like the message of it. He's like, I'm going to come for you and your family unless you fuck me.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, I got to do it.
But she likes it, though. But is that are they saying something about like being, you know, like assaulted?
I actually have
being
friends.
Essayed. Yeah. Because they could have worked that into the movie. They should have had me do the rewrites
I'm just
on that.
Mike Frost
and be like, it's
movie,
about
like...
it's actually what happens when you get essayed. You feel like you'd want to, you know, because some
it's
women
so
when
funny
they
that
get
that's where you draw some, the well, censorship line.
Yeah.
Because some women when they get essayed, they like go back and like fuck the guy again because they want it to feel like norm. They want like a normal interaction.
No, I get.
Yeah.
You know.
Saying.
I like imagining you in the movie theater being like, what is this about rape?
Yeah.
What's going on with you?
Yeah.
I have heard people have that take, though.
Yeah.
A friend of ours was like, we were talking about it, and she was like, yeah, I think that's what it is, and I think it's like a bad, I think that's what it's about, and I think it does a bad job of it.
Does
and
a
I was
bad
like,
job of
it,
yeah.
I was like, oh, yeah, because there's not really a, if it is an allegory for sexual assault.
You have to fuck the rapist again to save
exactly,
the town?
Exactly.
You have to fuck the rapist again to destroy him?
That's
no,
why I hated
find
it.
Your raper, get him to rape you again, and then kill him.
Right,
somehow,
that'll fix it, yeah.
Right. Because he forgets it's light outside. Yeah.
I guess he forgets the, I don't even know.
Ultimate boy bedroom, dude. That fucking cave.
What? Oh, his house?
Yeah.
I forget. I think I just blocked it out from memory.
It was like a weird,
yeah.
Well, underground.
It wasn't, it like, it didn't coffin. Scare me. And then you're like, what's a dream? What's really happening? What, the guy, like, what, he lost his horse, but then he got, I don't know. He fell off the cliff, but then he was fine.
Yeah, I don't really get how he lived.
He's like, you know what's a real movie? Sopranos.
See, everybody thinks I'm like some stupid wop, but I actually. You're talking about me?
Weird, I was just joking.
Yeah, but
out.
At least Sopranos. But I could tell you, like, I could tell you. There's themes in Sopranos
no,
where I go, like,
funny.
Oh, it's about this. And, you know.
I watch a deep dive. I love a Sopranos.
Kenyon tucked the gold chain in, but it's there.
Yeah, pull it out.
Out of silver. I'm not full. I need to get the mics. I need to watch a little bit more Mike Francesi, and then I'll get full gold. I watched a documentary about Sammy the Bull the other day. It
nice.
Was great. Sons of Ecstasy.
Okay.
Son's an idiot. Tried to sell ecstasy for 6 months and then got arrested, and his dad had to do another 20 years.
God damn.
Yeah.
Why did dad get on the hook for that?
Because they thought his dad basically was like, hey, if I loan you money to buy like two more big things of ecstasy, will you just quit?
Oh, God. Brutal.
And then he did, and then he got arrested, and then they were like, it's Sammy the Bull funding this whole thing.
Jesus.
And they wanted like his head on a stick, so they gave him 20 years. All because his son was like a loser who wanted to like play mobster in Phoenix.
Damn.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you should have been there for your son and taught him how to build furniture or something so he could have made some money.
That's why you got to play catch with your kid.
Yeah. But it's funny how everyone does think I'm like some stupid Dago, you know? I like fighting those stereotypes.
100%.
Yeah.
I like beating those stereotypes the fuck
like,
in, you know
like
what I mean? I like taking those stereotypes to an alley and fucking
and
beating
say,
the
shut
shit
up,
out of
stereotypes.
You know what my father
and
is
hitting
them
in the mouth. Wrapping a belt around my hand.
Yeah,
beating those stereotypes.
I'll leave those stereotypes in the fucking Hudson, I'll tell you that.
I'm gonna beat the shit out of those stereotypes. I'm going to run him over with my car.
Wait, are you from New York? York originally?
Jersey.
Jersey. Yeah. Hell yeah.
I went to a college actually where in Essex County where they Montclair State. It's actually where Carmela Soprano went.
Really?
To college. Yeah.
Wow.
I went for
God.
2 years and
oh,
I dropped
so it was,
out.
Like, all around.
So yeah, and then I like had a job where I like I worked all around North Jersey. So like I do recognize a lot of the stuff in Sopranos. Yeah, it's pretty cool. I could take you guys on a little tour if you want to go.
Honestly,
fucking
that would
love
make,
that.
That would make my year, to be honest.
Yeah. The yeah. Bing is Satin Dolls, which is like on 80, like over the George Washington Bridge and, you know, I don't know, various chicken restaurants that they go, that they go to that I can recognize.
Yeah. I'm making sure this is still going. Yeah, dude, that is... there was something in North Carolina, like Dawson's Creek filmed by the beach. That was our big, like...
Oh, was that Wilmington?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
But I have never seen that show. Hmm. We were pretty outside of...
Yeah, we're outside of...
I'm like, what are even the big... Like, what was the, like, you know, this thing happened to you? Oh, I guess it was all kind of the Civil War and stuff. It was all bad. Never mind. It was bad. It was
yeah,
statues
yeah,
that we
all
tore down.
Yeah, horrible nightmare.
Yeah. I was like, what happened here? And then I was like, oh, that's... Okay. Yep. Mm.
Is there an obscure show that you're like, that's my show? Like, that you watched? Maybe you watched it as a... kid or whatever.
Kind
like
of basic. I feel like all my favorite shows are like the Emmy award winning, just great fucking
really?
Shows.
Yeah, a lot of my favorites are like Always Sunny, House.
Yeah.
But you know what's kind of obscure though? I think it's obscure. Is that show Misfits?
Okay.
Is that what it's called?
Oh,
it's like
I love
the
Misfits.
British superheroes.
Yeah.
When I was in middle school, I fucking loved that show.
Okay.
But I'm like, I also don't watch a lot of like current shows. Like I just get very like, I like watch TV like comfort food. Like I've watched, I rewatched all of House like 7 times.
Really?
I'm watching
oh,
Criminal
my wife's
Minds all the way
House
through.
A bunch. Yeah,
God, it's
House.
So good,
really?
Dude. I love it. Hugh Laurie's okay. amazing.
Okay.
It's, I mean, it's like ridiculous because there's some shit where he's like, this guy has cancer and so we're going to give him AIDS so that the cancer eats itself. And okay. she's like, you can't do that. God, you're a genius. It worked. And then he's like, and I still have my medical license.
Right,
that's like
right.
kind of the whole show. And okay. he's like, and also I was high the whole time.
That's fun.
It's about a guy who is high and gives people cancer and AIDS and it
and
saves
like
their
kind
life.
Kind of an asshole.
And,
yeah.
and people are like, wow.
Just every episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But everyone still thinks he's awesome.
What am I? What are we going to do about my childhood cancer? It's like a kid.
And he's like, there's no God.
Yeah.
That's the whole show. Is it like, how much of a fucking asshole can this guy
yeah,
be?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But be smart
oh,
enough
stop
that people
with
let him
yeah.
get away with
the
it.
The no God stuff. I'm glad that went away. That was that got tiring.
Yeah, I had you a know? Big, like, annoying atheist
I think everybody
phase.
Did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I think it's the first thing that it's what a dumb person thinks is smart.
Right.
Yeah.
Just
right.
to be like, oh, I figured out there's no God, you fucking idiot.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, we all know there's no God, but life is really hard and it sucks.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you kind of need to believe.
And then what if there is and he's Muslim?
Then, you know?
The right
then buddy, you're good.
Yeah. Buddy, girlfriend's Muslim. I'm right. Yeah, me and Mike, we'll
yeah,
be there
yeah.
together, dude.
Yeah,
we're
yeah.
We're the Hadid. We're doing it.
Yeah, I might be having some trouble.
Hmm.
I've just been like a Jewish slut for a while. Like, it's, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Not even a slut that's like not fucking.
Uh-huh.
You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, you're really trying to make yourself sound cool. You said 6 on the body counter.
Yeah,
you've
so
just been
not
a
even.
Nerd for a long time.
I just got my tits out and it's not catching. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even worse, an aspiring slut.
It is winter though.
Man, yeah, yeah. Needs motivation to be a full.
You're not even.
Eddie's
a cop.
Got like sweaty dudes on a vision board. Like if
that's
only.
That's so funny and so sad. No, I got
she's
women
trying,
on a vision board. Is what I got.
She's trying to be a comedy club waitress.
That's just started comedy to network just to get into the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. I don't know. It do you believe in an afterlife?
I guess I would like to.
Yeah, it would
but
be
then,
fun, but I
you know.
I don't know if I necessarily do, but I also think you just need to believe in like some sort of higher power. I don't know if that necessarily needs to be a deity, but just some sort of like principles or something.
Mm.
Yeah.
Makes your life better.
Yeah, I feel like other people in humanity
that's
can
what I'm saying.
Be like
that's
totally yeah.
yeah.
Like
the
if
bunnies.
You're just like present enough with that, yeah, the bunnies are that'll get you through a lot.
Because you definitely want to see your dead relatives again, but then you're like, well, what are we going to do? Like, go see Dunstan Checks In with my grandmother in the theaters?
Yeah, I don't know what my... I really feel like I'd get bored after a while because this life's pretty fucking good right now, and I'm like, I don't even know that I'd do it forever.
Yeah, yeah.
Like 100 years, I'll be good.
Yeah, right.
If I can make it to 100, that's sick.
Mm-hmm.
Just for the satisfying, like... You know what I mean? It's like those satisfying videos where, like the... screensaver finally hits the corner of the screen. I'm like, just get 100. That feels good. That's
yeah,
a round,
yeah, yeah.
even
extra
number. 100
years would be good. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But forever is
I know.
Long time.
Well, yeah. I don't think it's going to happen. You don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
You won't be immortal. You're looking off like, that's going to be tough being alive forever. Maddie, great news. You are going to die.
It's also, there's another thing that stupid people think where, like, they think that people fight over religion, you know?
No, where they like, don't fight over fighting over usually material things.
Murdered
my entire family. That kind of pissed me off.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh, I hate their God. It's like, I hate them murdering my entire family.
Right.
Yeah, it's and also, they have that God, so that God is the one I hate. Like,
totally.
Yeah. Yeah, it's people who have their needs met aren't, like, fighting usually.
I watched this movie that came out a couple of years ago called Belfast, and it's like, and they set it up where they're like, oh, it's Belfast in the 60s, and the Catholics and the Protestants are fighting with each other. But it's like, that doesn't make sense. That, like, that's why they're fighting. Like, why are they fighting?
Mm.
You know? They're not being like, oh, ours is better. No, ours is better. Let's brawl in the street.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
No, it's like the hundreds of years of oppression are what people are mad about.
If you actually did have to choose a religion to follow, like, letter of the law till the day you die, what would it be? Mm.
I mean, I don't know. I was, like, raised Catholic, so I don't want anything to do with that. Mm. And then I went to, like, one Friday prayers. Ishmael brought me to Friday prayers. That was pretty cool. And Islam is, like, pretty chill, it seems like. You know? We, like, sat on the ground. You know? We listened to the whatever they call it, whatever, like, the speech that he gives.
Seems like they have a good hang
like,
going.
Yeah, he's, like, they talked about the homeless. They talked about, like,
yeah, they care
you know?
About other people more. That seems
right.
of the Middle East where it's, like, if you can't afford the food, it's Allah and stuff like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I think they really, and, like, apparently you're supposed to sit closer together when you pray and approve, like, role one. So I think people stand together more than in the West, like, because, like, capitalism has watered down Christianity so much.
Yeah.
To the point where, like, that priest that was like, hey, have mercy on people. The right's like, this stupid commie bullshit. It's you ideally, the whole founder of your religion, like, is a communist Palestinian from, the, you know what I mean?
And Muhammad did marry a child, but everybody was doing it back
then. That's just back then.
And in Europe, too, they were doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those people, they didn't shower, those fucking savages.
They didn't shower, they were disgusting.
That's why he's like, don't draw me, because if you drew him, you'd have to draw a child next to him. He's like, let's just not put any pictures of me anywhere, because they'd all be with, like, Ghislaine Maxwell. He was like, just talk about me.
No, you don't draw him, because it's like, it's not about the guy. It's like, they don't want worship of the guy.
And it's a cool thing we learned.
This is actually, like, a setup, like, me and Mike met before this to, like, convert Maddie to the song. Well, actually, the reason you don't draw him is because it's really more about the greater ideals of charity.
No, we were learning that in, like, art history class, too, like, a lot of, like, Arab Muslim art is like very like almost like calligraphy because you can't have like idol worship the way you can have like a stained glass thing with Jesus. It's it gives way to like a whole different like style of art that's actually like really fucking cool.
But then what's crazy is like, you know, here you can go to you can go to like a dollar store and just find a painting of like black Jesus with a lion and like put it in your living room. And that's pretty
awesome.
Cool.
That
that's
rips,
pretty
dude.
Awesome.
And he's like, so that's why it's hard to pick what religion, you know?
Yeah. You can just find a painting of like black Jesus with like his big titted wife riding a tiger. And you're like, how much is this? $12? I want it.
That might be the one true religion.
Yeah. I worship black Jesus. Yeah, I'm like Catholic, but I just he's black, and I just change all the change all the pictures in my parents' house and make him.
Imagine you introducing yourself.
He looks like Julius Erving.
Who's that?
It's a basketball player with like a big afro. Yeah, he was pretty cool. Is he still alive?
I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
Jesus?
No, Julius Erving.
Oh.
The basketball
Jesus
player.
Jesus is alive in our hearts forever.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jewish art. I don't know, Woody Allen
enthusiasm.
Movies?
Yeah,
we really, we were contemporary with
really
it.
Great.
Christian art's pretty sick.
Dude, it is. I bought a fucking Virgin Mary necklace and I didn't really think about it. I was like, this just looks so cool. And then I was like, why am I, people are going to think that I'm like Catholic.
Oh, yeah.
If I wear this, but it just looks cool.
But she's cool. She didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah. She just got like raped by God.
Yeah.
I mean that, or we can't believe it. She's like, I didn't have sex with you. And he's like, well, you're pregnant and you don't get a say in it.
Yeah.
And people are like, what a saint. And I'm like, that's like a bad thing that
like
happened to her.
The ultimate woman. The highest ideal.
No, it really is the ultimate woman to them.
Wait, because he didn't fuck her, we could still respect her somehow.
That literally, that shows
so
you how impossible
like
it is.
We can make a baby without fucking.
Exactly. Yeah. That's the impossible fucking standard.
But she probably, like, cheated.
Like, we want you to be a mom, but you still got to be a virgin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
you don't think she cheated and she, like,
and she
lied?
Was like, God did it.
God did it, yeah. Yeah. I don't know. That's probably a line at the time everybody used. I'm having the Lord's child.
There were so many prophets, too. People don't talk about that, but that's like almost like inspiring open mic comedians. Like, there's
right.
There was a bunch
of prophets. Imagine not making it. Imagine you put your name in the bucket, and then you're like, I didn't get a chapter in the Bible.
Yeah.
It's just like a bunch of shitty flyers of like, check out prophet, you know, Joseph or whatever. You only got like 3 people to show up.
Brutal. Barking.
You had to do like a bringer church.
But there must be something like beautiful about Catholicism that I'm just not getting.
The art is very cool.
Yeah.
But there's so much. Well, I don't know much about it. It seems like there's so much like guilt and like, I don't know.
My guilt is like, what's dogmatic about it?
Seems weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's nothing, I don't know, like, I went to Catholic Mass a lot, like, as a kid. They never really talked about, like, the homeless or, like, helping people or anything that would, like, inspire
you. Yeah, it's almost like they're all there to do another thing.
Yeah, right.
That's my thing with Catholic guilt. They're like, oh, Catholics are so guilty. Yeah, yeah. And I'm like, yeah, you should feel guilty. You guys, like, rape kids.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, Catholic guilt. I'm like, that's your conscience.
You're like, why should I be guilty?
It's like, because you're part of an evil organization.
Don't put it on me.
Yeah, I didn't do it.
They're like, oh, are you a lapsed Catholic or a pedophile? Like, I don't know. I feel like once you do that, that's the main thing your organization does. That's
for
not
sure,
like a,
for sure.
You know what I mean? If you were like, we started a wacky hat club, and I'm like, weren't a lot of kids molested in that? And like, that happened, but it's about the hats. I'd be like, no, it's
still,
about that now. That's the thing you do now.
People are still into it, though. They still do it. Did you see Conclave?
Mm-mm. I
saw like the first 30.
Oh, you didn't like it?
No, I just, I was watching with my cousin, and then we had to like run some errands or something. We couldn't finish it, but it seemed kind of good at the beginning.
Yeah, the Pope dies, and they have to choose a new Pope.
Oh.
So Stanley Tucci's like the liberal Pope. And then there's another guy who's like a more right-wing Pope.
How is the Pope real? Like the Pope, that feels like the same thing as like a guy dressing up in a Mickey Mouse costume
at Disneyland.
I know, but
it is like a big deal because the Catholic Church is like a big institution that goes back like thousands of years.
But what does he do? What does the Pope do?
He's the head of the Catholic Church internationally, all over the world. Like the Vatican is like...
No, I know, but is he like a figurehead or is he like actually... Can he be like all churches gotta...
I think...
You know,
if the Pope told some Catholic church in New Jersey, like, hey, change your doors. Yeah, I think they would have to do it.
Like he could be like, we're all taking off our shoes now. Or like he could do little stuff.
I mean, it makes people saints.
Well,
he did.
One of them decided
the dogs get to go to heaven. That was pretty cool. I like that. Who was that guy?
He made Oscar Romero saint. Pope Francis did.
Okay.
Is he still the Pope?
He's still the Pope.
He's still the Pope. Yeah.
He's a solid guy. He was like, yeah. He's like, if you don't believe in God, but you're nice, you go to heaven.
Oh, and then he was like, comics can hang in the back and had that whole thing. He like a bunch of comics like hung out with the Pope.
Really?
He like invited like a bunch of comics to, and he like had a talk with them and was like, what you do is important. And like a bunch of comics like went to meet with the Pope.
Wow.
He sounds like a great guy.
I think so. But yeah. I might have said this in the podcast.
But that's
before,
the thing is like you got to choose. It's such a big institution that you got to choose the right person to take on the.
Yeah. Otherwise, bad things could start to happen.
Yeah. Right. right.
Otherwise, there could be like corruption and abuse.
But that's the thing. They're like, oh, we have all this negative stigma, so we got to pick the right pope.
Mm. Because, the pope should be a kid.
Yeah, that's good.
Put
yeah,
a kid in charge.
Idea. Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You should, like a jury of your peers. You get a kid to be like.
That'll stop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, get a kid because, you know what I mean?
But he probably wouldn't be able to make it up there.
Yeah, but what
it's
if they?
Like getting
what if they?
Gazelle to rule over
well,
a
what's the
of
point
life?
Of all the things they're doing if you can't fuck your way to the top?
But what if the bad? What if the bad cardinals?
That's how every industry works. Is that happens to you, and then you get like a cool job.
Yeah.
So you should get to be the Pope off of that.
Yeah, you should be able to suck your way up to the top.
Yeah, but what if there's like?
That's what I'm all about. That's what's missing in America. There's no way to move up classes. It used to be you suck a dick, you're getting a bigger house than your parents. Now you're getting molested. You're just as poor as your parents.
But then, what if there's some really bad?
Didn't stop that part of it.
What if there's some really bad cardinals and they convince the kid pope that molesting kids is good, and then he's like, "Hear ye, hear ye."
Yeah, because he's so
molesting kids is fine. Because he's so impressionable. He's like, he's 8 years old.
Yeah.
So it's like you can molest whoever you want, just not me. You know. And everyone's like, who told you that was okay? It's like, fuck you, I'm the Pope.
Kid Pope?
And it totally
it's
backfires.
Like young Sheldon?
Yeah.
We should write this show.
Kid Pope?
Yeah.
Kid Pope?
Yeah.
They're young Sheldon.
It's used
Pope.
Against them.
I mean, it is like a kid. I'm in charge of the world and I have a bulletproof car. You're like, you're yeah. Batman?
Yeah. Yeah, so I don't know. I don't know what they do now.
I like making fun of religion.
Yeah, I know.
It's
yeah.
one of the. It's a fun pastime.
Yeah.
Because it's like.
But 500 years ago,
what
it was
is
like.
That?
Yeah,
well,
but it was where God, it was
David?
Where.
My God!
Yeah,
is
well, Curb went on for too long. And the Seinfeld
the third
finale
Testament.
Was not all that. How about that?
Yeah, it's like, I don't know, when you hold nothing sacred, I guess you just lack discipline, and that's why my room looks like this. So
right.
I don't know, maybe tell
right.
me a little more about, you know, Zoroastrianism, or what's that one?
What's that?
Isn't that like one of the most recent religions? It's like a really new one.
Oh, I haven't heard of this.
Have you been to the Church of Scientology?
No.
In Times Square?
Great, Maddie,
no. Right next to the M&M store?
Maddie,
the
we
two
go?
Great American shrines?
Should we go to the Church of Scientology?
We should. I
like
went
as
with
part of the cast?
I went with... I doubt they let you record. I'm not even kidding. I think you would get like sued to shit if you recorded in there.
Yeah,
their
yeah.
lawyers are fucking
Maybe
crazy.
We should just do it as just a fun interpersonal goof.
That could be fun.
Yeah.
But they like were holding people in their basement and shit. I don't think we're big enough for them to give a shit and sue us for us talking about this.
Yeah.
But there was like a whole expose fucking thing where they were like basically had like hostages and shit. They're crazy, dude.
They're really crazy.
They're fucking
crazy. You know
what's
also sad is the people that get, you have to pay like hundreds of thousands of dollars to get up in the church.
Oh, yeah.
So it's, not only are you like empty-headed, but it's also you're so you have all this money and you're still so stupid and shallow.
Yeah,
like you still have like a hole in you where you're like, oh, I'm unhappy, so I just let these people like make me a slave.
Yeah, basically. Now you want to like pay for the
it's
secret.
It's baby girl, but a religion. Basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then they're like, but it's science.
Yeah.
Weird shit. I don't know. If I choose a religion, I grew up with like kind of sort of Judaism. And that was chill.
Judaism seems cool. I see like rabbis in my For You page a lot. And they're like, the thing about being a good husband is blah, blah, blah. And I go, all right.
Have you seen the one of that 16-year-old kid that goes on podcast? And he's like, the phone. We can't be on the phones all the time.
I might have seen
him. That kid rocks, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, we got to get off the phones. It is not what.
You know what that guy sounds like? Number 7. On your body count.
no, this is like a teenager, dude.
Oh, okay.
But it is Jews are a fun vibe. I like get along with
yeah,
like I'm like
I
culturally
too, yeah.
I'm like locked into that for sure.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Religiously, if I had to pick
I don't
one,
like when they blow up children or shoot them 300 times.
Yeah, but that's not you know? That's Zionism.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, yeah, I know.
And also
no,
like,
I do have a lot of respect for like Jewish. But then the thing is you never know who's like a Zionist and who's not. Like
it's
I,
like a sleeper cell. So they
it's
get,
like
it's
like
yeah,
like
but that's
cell.
Also
I'm
true
like,
about right wing Christians.
Yeah, but I'm always like you're okay.
You know what I mean? You don't know that about any
every
American.
Every Jewish person I meet, I go, all right, you're cool, you're nice, you're probably, you know, educated, and I respect your culture, but which side are you on?
But my thing is, they're a Zionist.
And a lot of them are Zion. I mean, and then people like
we also
I don't
do
know.
Get kind of like a little bit brainwashed from a young age of like if you're
yeah,
in temple. Like I used to think that like we were the underdogs in that region. You know what I mean? Like because
yeah,
you just
course,
get taught
course,
that from a young age,
course,
and if
yeah.
you don't get exposed to the right ideas, you don't unlearn that. So like
that's
I do kind of have
it's
some
like,
empathy for people
me
who
too,
like
me too.
Grew up from that and like need to be educated and
yeah.
aren't like bloodthirsty bigots.
But not
but
if
just,
you're like a 38-year-old man who like has a chance to
sure like
you know.
Yeah. Once you've been exposed to the facts, you gotta like
yeah
yeah.
I don't know.
But I do think that, like, are you a Zionist? It's like, that's also true of, like, Christian fundamentalist Republicans and stuff, too. You know what I mean? Like, there's so many people in America that, like.
Yeah, you fuck with those people?
No, I don't.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, but do you know what I mean? I'm saying, like, it's you got to question anybody who starts to say bigoted stuff in that direction.
Totally.
Sure.
I guess, but it's also, like, I think, we live in America, so, like, that all those bombs were funded by, like, our taxes. So
yeah.
It's, like, the whole, like, we're just as, like, you know, culpable as anyone in Israel in a way. So, like, we got to hold this government account. It's like Israel and the U.S. did that together.
Yeah.
You know?
In the same way that people dissent from the inside here, there are also people dissenting from the inside. Like, there are, like, protests against Netanyahu
yeah.
in Israel, too. It's like, no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Super evil, dude.
And then is anti-Semitism, is that, like, real?
He's like, number two.
I mean, if I'm being honest, I think
I think some of it's boosted.
I think I can only speak for myself. I know that I've benefited from white privilege infinitely more than I've ever been harmed by anti-Semitism.
Yeah.
And like I operationally move through the world as like a white woman.
White woman, yeah.
So like personally, I haven't ever really, it's not really come up in my life.
Do you think I could move through the world as a Jewish guy?
Not with your digital footprint, buddy. I think that ship has sailed.
Okay. All right.
But I think like, I mean, obviously it is a thing, but I also like that gets it, I don't know, it gets like co-opted by the right to like push a weird agenda. Like it's like,
yeah.
I don't like how it gets
But Israel, Israeli government does weaponize that.
That's what I'm saying. The weaponizing, so it makes me like, yes, it is a real thing, but not and most of the time when I see it in the media, I go, read the article and you're like, you're kind of playing this for a weird thing. But like, okay,
right.
Like my great grandpa, like when he came to the US, sure. Like he couldn't rent a hotel room. Cause, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying
it's not real, but
it gets weaponized a lot. And there is some like, you know what I mean? Like Hasidic kids getting chased down the street and shit. Like I'm not saying it is real, but yeah, it definitely gets weaponized.
Like they just passed a thing that people that were at pro-Palestine protests who are on a student visa can be deported.
That's fucking insane.
Hottest. Because you think that Palestinians are human beings.
Well, and so what's so fucking insane about that, too, is when people equate Judaism and Zionism, I'm like, this doesn't even help Jewish people, because now it's what you're talking about is now people look at all Jewish people and go, you committed war crimes. I'm like, it's not even good for Jewish people to be like, you know what I mean? It's clearly like a U.S. agenda, anti-Arab, anti-Muslim thing, more than a pro, like evangelical right wingers.
Your grandma couldn't rent a hotel room because there was no free breakfast, so he was like, "I'll just sleep in my car." It wasn't because he was Jewish. It was just like, well, who would pay this? Who would pay this much money for a room?
That's so funny. That's so funny.
I was
in this open mic one time years and years ago, and the guy there was a guy hosting, and then there was like this this middle-aged Jewish guy who was like, he was like, the air conditioner's not even, like everyone's like interacting, everyone's like yelling at each other, and the Jewish guy was like, the air conditioner's not even on in here. He's like, I'm gonna go to the front and say something. And then the host goes, yeah, leave it to the Jew to complain. And the guy goes, leave it to the Jew to get stuff done. I thought that was funny.
That is pretty good.
Funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying is I have like a lot
like
of.
If Maddie was running for president.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just saying like I have a lot of respect for them because they're kind of like the opposite of me, you know? I would just sit there hot.
Really?
Never,
I feel like Italians and Jews have a lot in common though. Catholic
guilt.
Yeah,
but I'm like.
I love my mother.
Believe it or not,
but
Maddie.
I'm too much of like a.
Believe it or not, they don't really operate in a hive mind, you know? So. Yeah, maybe he's Italian, but also has his own characteristics innately.
Name three.
He's actually quite nebbish.
Yeah.
He doesn't believe in himself.
But I mean, culturally, I feel like Italians and Jews are pretty
similar
in America.
Yeah, but I'm just like, I just never complain about stuff. I'm kind of like, I'm kind of like.
Sorry, it's just so funny. You're like, yeah, but we're fun.
Well, I don't complain like when something goes wrong.
I don't complain when something
I'm
goes
just
wrong
like, I deserve this. Yeah. I'm like a cuck in that way.
Mm.
My family's like that too. They're like, oh, we deserve. Like, you're supposed to work hard and like be miserable and like tough it out.
I think that's a little bit of like that just dealing with being in America. You're
maybe
like, life just sucks.
Yeah,
there's a big old dick coming for your ass.
Yeah,
you gotta get ready for it. You just gotta bend over and take it.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking kiss daddy.
Yeah, I guess
yeah.
I guess my body count is 7 because I've been fucked by the United States government.
Exactly.
Damn.
Oh my god.
Well,
wrap up.
This is a great fucking episode. Thank you for coming
on. Thanks for having me. Yeah.
We did Mike's podcast too on the Patreon. Check out their Patreon. Check out our Patreon. Patreon.com/phone is in the bag. Great shit. I'm on the road right now. On my Instagram at Maddie T. Wiener, my Punch Up Live is in there, and you can sign up for my mailing list to see when I'm in your city and blah blah blah. But I think coming up is Toronto, Seattle, Corvallis, Portland, and Houston. So
I'll
check
be in
those
Houston.
Out.
Houston, you come out.
Gonna be
a
huge.
Doubleheader, phones in the bag, action.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
I was supposed to bring cash for you guys, and I forgot.
Oh, don't worry about it.
Are you guys out tonight?
I think I'm gonna sell her tonight.
Bushwick.
Show in Bushwick.
Yeah.
All right.
Don't worry about it.
Now we'll figure it out.
Okay. Do you, anything you want to plug?
I paywalled you guys, so I got to give you something.
Good.
Yeah, you can follow me on Instagram at Mike Racine Comedy. I got some road dates coming up, and I got a special out on YouTube. It's called I'm Normal.
It's such a great special, dude.
Oh, thanks.
I made my family sit down and watch it.
Really?
It was awesome. Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
nice.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Hell yeah. We'll see you next week. Bye.